We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 18, Text Number 4. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. You rascal, you have been nourished by our enemies to kill us, and you have killed some demons by remaining invisible. O fool, your power is only mystic. So, today I shall enliven my kinsmen by killing you. Purport. The demon used the word abhavaya, which means for killing. Sridhar Swami comments that this killing means liberating, or, in other words, killing the process of continued birth and death. The Lord kills the process of birth and death and keeps himself invisible. The activities of the Lord's internal potency are inconceivable, but by a slight exhibition of this potency, the Lord, by his grace, can deliver one from nescience. Shuchaha means miseries. The miseries of material existence can be extinguished by the Lord, by his potential energy of internal yogamaya. In the Upanishads, it is stated, the Lord is invisible to the eyes of the common man, but his energies act in various ways. When demons are in adversity, they think that God is hiding himself and is working by his mystic potency. They think that if they can find God, they can kill him just by seeing him. Hiranyaksha thought that way, and he challenged the Lord. You have done tremendous harm to our community, taking the part of the demigods, and you have killed our kinsmen in so many ways, always keeping yourself hidden. Now I see you face to face, and I am not going to let you go. I shall kill you and save my kinsmen from your mystic misdeeds. Mystic misdeeds. Not only are demons always anxious to kill God with words and philosophy, but they think that if one is materially powerful, he can kill God with materially fatal weapons. Demons like Kamsa, Ravana, and Hiranyakashipu thought themselves powerful enough to kill even God. Demons cannot understand that God, by his multifarious potencies, can work so wonderfully that he can be present everywhere and still remain in his eternal abode, Goloka Vrindavan. Mukham karati vachalam bhangam langayate girim yakupandamaham mande sigurum jitarnam. Om agyanati varandasya garanjara shakaya chakshumiritam yena tasamam shivaravinamaham. So Hiranyaksha is a demon, and he's seeing everyone is a demon because he's a demon. Atmavan manyate jagat, that you see the world as you are. So he's a big demon, so he thought, well, everyone is a demon too. And this demon Vishnu has killed my kinsmen, so let me get him. And although he's face to face with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot see him. And he says, you are invisible. But here he's seeing him face, now I've got you face to face, so I will kill you. But actually he's not seeing. It says in Bhagavatam, yapashati, napashati. Although seeing, they don't see. So this is the case with Hiranyaksha. He's seeing the Lord face to face. Imagine, what a great opportunity. But he wants to kill him. He wants to kill the Lord. So the Lord is covered. The Lord is invisible. How is he covered? Kunti Devi, she says, Maya javanika chanam makyat hoksajam avyayam nalakshase murhadisha ato natya taro yata. So she says three ways that the Lord is covered from the common man. First of all, maya javanika chanam, the people are covered by the curtain of yoga maya. So that's why nobody can see Krishna. He's here everywhere. But why people can't see him? Because he's covered by the curtain of yoga maya. Maya javanika chanam agyad hoksajam. So one point, he's covered by the curtain of yoga maya. Second point, he's beyond our sense perception. So here he is. He's kindly made himself available to us. But even though people look, they don't see that this is Krishna. Here we're face to face, Gornitai, Ratnabalava, Jagannath. People look, but they don't see. this is Krishna. I'm face to face with Krishna. So if you have the demonic mentality, you won't be able to see Krishna. So he's irreproachable, covered by the curtain of deluding energy. He's beyond our range of limited sense perception. And third point, muta drisha. Now what is muta drisha? The vision of fools. People who have the vision of fools, they cannot see Krishna. They cannot see spirit. All they see is matter and how to enjoy themselves. So it is said that if you want to see Krishna, you have to have two eyes. And what are these two eyes? Shruti and Smriti, the scriptures, Chakshusha, Shastra Chakshus. Then you can see Krishna. Then you can see through the curtain of Yogamaya and see the reality. Bhagavatam is to distinguish reality from illusion. So Bhagavatam will give you the eyes to see Krishna. If you deeply hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then you will get these eyes. So Ahoksaja, the meaning is Akshaja and Adha, to put down your direct perception. So by direct perception, we cannot see Krishna. In the darkness of night, you may say, show me the sun. But how can you see the sun? It's nighttime, it's dark. Your eyes are covered by darkness. So how, the sun is there somewhere, but you can't see because your eyes are covered. So they say, show me God. Let me see God. Show me God. But your eyes are covered. Prabhupada says, you have cataracts, so I have to make operation so you can see. So the guru can do that. The guru can make operation. So the fools, the vision of mudas, he's calling Vishnu a fool, but actually because he's a fool. So he's seeing everyone is a fool because he's a fool. Again, mudha, Prabhupada's favorite words, one of his favorite words in Vedabase. The word rascal comes 3,400 times, and mudha comes 1,000 times. So, Prabhupada also used that word a lot. And sometimes people would complain, you know, Dr. Patel on his morning walk in Juhu Beach, Bombay. He said, why are you calling me fool? I said, I'm not saying Krishna is in Bhagavad Gita. Namam is Krishna Buddha. And he quotes, because Dr. Patel knew Bhagavad Gita. And if you don't surrender to Krishna, you're a fool. Muta, yes. Namam duskritano muta prabhadyante naradama. Anyone who doesn't surrender to me, he's a fool. He's a muta. So one time, Tosan Krishna was telling an experience with Srila Prabhupada. One hippie came to a lecture where Srila Prabhupada was speaking. He came in a long robe, and on his robe is decorated with moons and stars and planets. He thought he was God. And he had his long hair carefully arranged. He sat erect during the whole lecture. And afterwards, he was glaring at Prabhupada, and he said, what about Buddha? And Prabhupada said, what about Buddha? And then he said to Prabhupada, can you see God? And Prabhupada said, no, because you are in the way. So our false ego gets in the way of seeing God, and that's why the curtain is there. He's beyond our sense perception at Hoksaja, and we have the vision of fools. So how are we going to see God? So if we cannot see Krishna, then we're advised to come to the temple, and when the curtain opens, we can see. Curtain of Yogamaya opens, we can see the deities. Sukadeva Goswami also talks about how Krishna is a problem for the demons. In his prayer 2.4.14, in the beginning of Bhagavatam, Canto 2, he says, Namo namaste stirishabhaya sattvatam vidurakastaya mubhukha yoginam yasta sangyati shiena radasa satamani brahmani rangsate nama. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him who is the associate of the members of the Yadu dynasty and who is always a problem for the non-devotees. He is the supreme enjoyer of both the material and spiritual worlds, yet he enjoys his own abode in the spiritual sky. There is no one equal to him because his transcendental opulence is immeasurable. Shukadev, He's saying that although Krishna is in his abode in Goloka Vrindavan, people don't see him. He is a problem. He's a mysterious problem for the non-devotees. For the devotees, he's very close. Non-devotees, he's far, far away. He's a problem. So, Prabhupada says in this purport, the Lord and his residential abode, this is a purport of 2.4.14, will always remain a myth or a mysterious problem, but for the devotees, the Lord will always be available as an associate. So what is the mystery of Krishna's abode? Why is it so mysterious? Prabhupada explains in the Chatushloki purport, the mystery is love of Godhead. That is the qualification. And how do you get the stage of love? By following the regulative principles, Prabhupada says. And the mystery is love of God. And when you have love of God, you have a very special vision. And Prabhupada explains, what is the vision of a person who has love of Godhead? How does he see? He was, without difficulty, see the Lord in every atom, every movable and immovable object. And at the same time, he'll see the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan. So he has double vision. He sees the Lord here, everywhere, and every atom, and supersoul, and also he'll see him in the spiritual world. So this is the mystery of love of Godhead. And how the devotee, he doesn't see material manifested things. Instead, he sees Govinda. He says, Prabhupada said, he sees Govinda in the atom. Andantarasta paramanu jayantarastam. Govinda mari purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, who is in every atom. Now, how does he see the Lord at the same time in Goloka Vrindavan? Sri Prabhupada explains that there is a TV in our heart. And we can tune in to the Goloka channel if we're purified enough. So we can catch the vibration if we have prema, if we have love of God. We can catch the vibration coming from Goloka, or Ayodhya if you love Lord Ram, or Dwaraka if you love Dwarkadish. You can get different channels, spiritual channels. Now we have other channels in our heart, tuned in to different things, maybe Facebook, Facebook channel, and other channels. So our spiritual TV is there, but it's broken. Prabhupada said we have a broken TV in our heart. Now, how to repair the TV? You need some repairmen. And there are three repairmen. And they are Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. They can repair your broken TV in your heart. So one time, Prabhupada's servant, Upendra, asked Prabhupada, how do you see? And Prabhupada said, you see my glasses? You see my eyeglasses? Whose glasses are they? And they said, they're yours, Prabhupada. So in the same way, I look at the world, I see the tree, and I think, whose tree is it? Whose world is it? Whose sun is it? Whose moon is it? That's how the pure devotee sees. He sees immediately the connection with Krishna. So this demon, he's got Krishna face to face, but he cannot see. One time, Jananivas in Mayapur was asked a question by an outside person, not a devotee. And the outside person asked Jananivas, who's the head pujari in Mayapur, what is the deity made of? So what did Jananivas answer? He said, what is your heart made of? That's what the deity is made of. So if you're seeing stone, your heart is made of stone. If you're seeing brass, your heart is made of brass. If you're seeing Krishna, your heart is made of Krishna. So that is how the devotee sees. How the devotee sees. So there is a beautiful verse in Canto 6, Chapter 16, Verse 51, that describes three types of vision of the devotee. And this is spoken by, it's in the chapter about Chetuketu, Sankarshan. Sankarshan is speaking to Chetuketu. And he says, Aham Sarvani Bhutani. And that means all living entities, I am within all living entities. Bhutatma, Bhutabhavana, I am the Supersoul in everyone's heart. Shabda Brahma, Param Brahma, I am here by sound vibration and by form, Param Brahma. Mamobi Satvati Tanu. So Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, How does he come as Bhagavan? In two ways. We'll hear about this a little later. Shabda Brahma and Param Brahma. Shabda Brahma means the holy name, the sound of Bhagavatam. This is the incarnation of Krishna. And another incarnation is the deity, Param Brahma. Prabhupada translates Param Brahma as the deity. So in these two ways, he is coming to us as Bhagavan, the highest. So in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 10, Tesham Satata Yukdanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Tadami Buryokam Tam Yena Mamu Bhyantite, that if you do devotional service, you progress, and Krishna gives you intelligence, how you can see him at every moment. When you're on the platform of prema, you can see him. And even on the way, you can start seeing him little by little in your life. But you have to be open to receive him. You have to be open. You chant Hare Krishna, you have to be open to receive the Lord as you chant. So he'll speak to you. One time, one devotee asked Prabhupada, there is a common philosophy held by a lot of religious groups that God can be understood directly from within and no guru is necessary. Wrong question. Prabhupada said, he's a rascal, and one who accepts him is a rascal. Why do you think God is speaking to him? So he chastised that devotee. How come you're confused when somebody tells you that God is speaking to them? He says, who is God speaking to? Someone who is doing devotional service. He's a devotee. One who is 24 hours engaged, priti purvakam, with love, then Krishna will talk to him. And what happens when you see Krishna? When Krishna talks to you, you get instructions. So Chitraketu is a good example. He was first instructed by his gurus, Angira and Narada. He followed their instructions, and then he came to the stage of seeing the Supreme Lord face to face. Prahlad, he heard the instructions of Narada Muni when he was in the womb, and then he got to the stage of seeing Nrsingadev face to face. So Prabhupada says that if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the guru, he immediately associates with the Supreme Lord. This is in a purport somewhere in Third Canto, by Vani or Vapu. So Vrindavan, people are looking for Krishna behind some bush. Prabhupada said, instead of being eager to see Krishna behind some bush, you should follow the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, and then you will see Krishna without difficulty. So the six Goswamis are our example. They were saying, where is Krishna? How can I find Krishna? And Prabhupada said, the devotees, they're still in Vrindavan, they're lingering in Vrindavan, searching for Krishna. And they may find him, but just the search itself is making them happy. Just searching for Krishna. So the Chatushloki, last verse, says, indirectly, we should search for Krishna. Everywhere. Sarvada, Sarvatra. Krishna is everywhere and in all times. So, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, and the illusory energy is here for the demons. So Krishna is everything. Aham vai sarvabhutani. Then why can't we see him? We heard about what Kunti said, three reasons why we can't see him. So we heard about how he's all-pervading. Now let's hear a little bit about Paramatma. Paramatma is within our hearts, and he's so kind that although we've gone through so many species of life, he comes with us. Why is he coming with us? Why is he in our heart? What is he doing there? He's waiting for us to turn to him. Just waiting for us. What patience. Billions of years. Was anybody going to wait billions of years for you? Are you going to wait for anyone? Even 5 minutes or 10 minutes? Do you have that patience to wait for somebody to talk to you? Now it's really hard because everybody's on their cell phone, on their little cell phones, so nobody's going to talk to you. You'll be lucky to get the attention of anyone. But he's just waiting. And the example is given by Srila Prabhupada that the master takes his dog for a walk. And the dog, he's on the leash. He's allowed to do what he wants. He can pass urine, he can pass stool, he can run a little bit. So the master is giving facility to the dog. Yes, you can walk, you can run, you can pass urine, you can pass stool. I'll just wait for you to finish. And so as the master is giving facility to the dog, then the super soul is giving us this, yes, pass through, pass here, and go walk, run, do what you like. But then he has the leash. Time. Time is pulling us back. Time is crushing us, Prahlad Maharaj says. So he's giving us intelligence. What is it? Sarvasya-chaham hridi-sannivishto matasmiti jnana apohinam cha. That the super soul gives intelligence to remember or forget. Another analogy Prabhupada gives, super soul is like an expert director of a play, of a drama. So an expert director makes the actor forget his real identity so he can play the part nicely. So super soul is making us forget our real identity so we can play the part of our material body, whoever the body is, whoever we think we are, whatever we're covered by, that is the part we're supposed to play. But when you wake up to who you really are, then your part is different, that we are servant of Krishna. And he helps us remember, no, this is your mistaken identity. You are not this body, you are servant of Krishna. And he comes in Bhagavad Gita and he gives us advice, don't be entangled. Sarva dharma paritaja, don't be entangled in these material activities. Surrender to me, I'll take care of you. So the super soul gives instructions to the sincere unalloyed devotee so he can progress more and more and reveals himself as ever increasingly fresh in the heart. And he wakes us up, actually, the super soul. And when we wake up to Krishna consciousness, then we can't give it up. We're just addicted, we're enthralled, and we relish our relationship with Krishna. So this awakening is only awarded, Prabhupada says, to those convinced by devotional service about the nature of the Lord. And he says, such devotees, always thinking of Krishna, they like to exchange thoughts and realizations, like great scientists exchange their views and discuss the results of their research and academic academies. And these thoughts, when we talk about Krishna, this gives pleasure to Krishna, who favors devotees with all enlightenment. So we'll hear a few more verses how the Lord is not happy with this demon. He's feeling pain, actually. So the Lord, he's sentient. He has feelings. And now this demon is harassing him with these words. But the Lord is not going to give up his duty. We'll hear about that as the verses go on. So I'd just like to talk finally about these two forms of Lord, the Shabda Brahma and the Param Brahma, the sound incarnation and the deity incarnation. So which is more merciful? The sound incarnation. No rules and regulations. You can chant anytime, anywhere. It's free. Anyone can worship Lord Chaitanya chanting Hare Krishna. So we can see Krishna through sound. We can see Krishna through the ears. Not only we can see Krishna through the ears, we can smell Krishna through the ears. There's verses in Bhagavatam, prayers of Lord Rama, that you can smell Krishna through the ears and see Krishna through the ears. So we want to see Krishna through the ears. Everybody wants to see. They think the eyes are everything. But hearing is also a way to see things. If you have not traveled to the USA, then you can, if you hear about it, then you can see. Oh, USA is like this. So we have not gone to the spiritual world, but we can hear about it. And the spiritual world will be present. So Prabhupada, he said, another illustration, we can see by tasting as well, when we taste prasadam. He said that when we see food, when we look, there's prasadam in front of it, and we say, oh, let me see it. It doesn't mean you're going to enjoy it by seeing. He said, let me taste it. Let me see the food. So by tasting, Prabhupada said a very interesting thing, that just by tasting, you can make advancement in spiritual life. Because you want to see God with the eye, so begin with your tongue. This is another sense. So you see nice halwa by the eyes, but actually you want to taste it. So the holy name is like that. We can taste it. We can taste the holy name. We can taste the prasadam. He said, and Prabhupada said, first of all, taste Krishna. That you can do. You can practice tasting Krishna. That's what we should do. Simple process. And he said, here's a very interesting sentence. When you become devoted to God by tasting prasadam, you will see God personally and he will talk with you. So there's hope for all of us. We can all taste prasadam, we can appreciate it, and just by doing that we'll see Krishna personally and he will talk with us. So Krishna Prabhupada again, he says, you're anxious to see me? Here I am. But you need special eyesight. Premanjana Shrita Bhakti Vilochanena, eyes covered with the salve of love, not covered with these insults like this demon is saying that he wants to kill Krishna. Okay, so I'll stop here. If there's any questions or comments, you can ask at this point. Yes? Pardon me?
Do the demons think that they are demons or not?
Do the demons think that they are demons? That's a good question. I think some demons think they're demons. they enjoy destroying the world. They think this is fun. Let me throw some bombs. Let me do these things. But that is their pleasure, to be demons. I have heard that in Russia somebody went on book distribution and he met some demons but they were nice, and they told the devotee, you're talking to the wrong people. We are these, like what you're talking about, these demons, and they showed them their horns. The devotee, but he gave a donation anyway. He said, yes, but you're doing a good thing. Took a book. So some think there are demons, but some, as they say in Bhagavad Gita, they don't think they're demons. They think, I'm giving nice donations to charities, and I'm performing sacrifices, and I'm giving to the church. I think the mafia, they were in Chicago, were giving to the church. I think so. So they think they're good people, yes. And sometimes they think, yes, we're robbing from the rich to give to the poor, and they think we are the poor, we take from the rich. So they think, some of them think they're doing a good job, and some of them know, yes, they have a calculated plan that these people who worship God, they're very bad and we have to stop them. Atheist. Yes. No, the demons don't think there is God. They think that Krishna is an ordinary person like them. Yeah, mystic powers like Duryodhan. He saw, Krishna showed his universal form to Duryodhan. He didn't offer prayers like Arjuna. He wanted to put him catch him and put him in prison. So even though he had the same vision as Arjuna, almost the same vision, Arjuna offered prayers, he worshipped, he offered obeisances, front, behind. Duryodhan thought, he's some yogi with mystic powers.
So we can say that Prabhupada is using the first line that comes as soul, the supreme personality. God has taken shelter in the room of the yogi.
Yeah.
Can we say that Prabhupada is using it for our sake?
Yeah. He's not exactly that he saw Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, but for us to understand. And so he saw Krishna, but he was not thinking him that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense that if someone knows there is such an indefeatable person,
yeah,
then how that person will have the audacity.
If you think you're fighting with God, then you won't fight. So he's covered, yes. The demons are covered by Yogamaya, so they can fight with Krishna. And yes, covered by Yogamaya. Otherwise, how can you play the role of the demon? It's not possible. Play the role. That's so in Canto 2 it says both the demons and devotees are worshipping the Lord in Vaikuntha. So what does that mean? Demons are in Vaikuntha? No, it means everyone. Even the demons give up their demonic mentality. And that's the work of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He doesn't kill the demons, he kills the demonic mentality. So that even the demons can go back to Godhead. So we were classified as demons, a lot of us. We weren't in the Varnashram society at all. Not even a cent of it. And but we will also worship Krishna in the spiritual world by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Jai. Any other question? Yes.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for your nice class. In regards to the killing of the demoniac mentality, when there's a story of in late 73, we were at the Guru Maharaji Millennium Celebration.
Guru Maharaji. Okay, I'll repeat for the CD people.
And they expected about 150,000 people, but probably about 15,000 people close followers.
Okay, 15,000 of Guru Maharaji. Where? In
Houston.
Houston in 1973.
So we came with a few different parties. The whole trip, Prabhu at the time was there. Dayananda from Dallas was there. Mm-hmm. And I had traveled the party from Vancouver that was there. And he was doing all these crazy things because he actually thought he was Krishna. So he did this Rasa.
Oh my
God. They were all like they were
so Guru Maharaji was doing the Rasa dance.
And they were like, all his followers, they were like they were hypnotized.
And the followers were hypnotized.
And we were pulling them out, giving them books and
that. And you were pulling them out, giving them books. Three parties.
And we did a big kirtan, but then through Guru Maharaji, he threatened to arrest us and we didn't stop.
Okay, you did a big kirtan and Guru Maharajji threatened to arrest you if you didn't stop the kirtan.
So, we actually did get arrested.
And you did get arrested.
We heard news, and I don't know if it came from a telephone call, that Srila Prabhupada said Guru Maharajji should be killed.
Oh.
It's like in this verse, three times the word killed is used.
Yeah.
So, especially being naive devotees at the time, we actually started.
Yeah, Prabhupada said.
So, thankfully, Dayananda Prabhu was a senior devotee at that time.
Yeah.
And he said, we're going to check into this. And he somehow contacted the telephone calls.
Right.
And got a message to Srila Prabhupada, who immediately said, no, he should not be killed, but his demoniac mentality.
You should kill his. Okay. The Prabhupada, well, first they got the message. Guru Maharaji should be killed, so the devotees were planning. But then Dayananda, because we would do anything Prabhupada would say, you know. But Dayananda, he thought, well, let's go check with Prabhupada first. Prabhupada said, kill the demonic mentality. Good. I know Bharijan gives a similar story that they were in some place with a whole bunch of Mayavadis. And when Prabhupada was getting really angry because the Mayavadis were talking and he was... And he said to Bharijan, stop him. You know, Bharijan thought, am I supposed to strangle him with the cartels? Then Prabhupada said, have kirtan. So, yes, you had a question?
Just on the point of Prabhupada calling people rascals.
Calling people rascals, Srila Prabhupada.
In Mandas, there's
first chapter of Bhagavad Gita in London, right.
And in one of those lectures, Prabhupada says, we must call them rascals. Because Krishna calls them rascals.
We must call them rascals because Krishna calls them rascals.
Yeah. And it's the duty of the spiritual master to repeat what Krishna says.
It's the duty of the spiritual master to... to repeat what Krishna says.
And so, you know, there's a little insight into Prabhupada's understanding of the role of the guru.
Right, and Prabhupada understood the role of the guru, that he must
repeat
Krishna's instructions.
And it also gives us an insight into Prabhupada's, just depth of appreciation and realization and commitment.
Right.
To serving Krishna and his faithfulness to the whole process.
His faithfulness to the whole process. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you for that comment. Any other comments or questions?
I was wondering, how can I improve my japa, the quality of japa?
How can you improve the quality of your japa? Well, you know, that takes a few days of seminar. but I'll give you a few tips from His Holiness Sachinandan Swami that he said, first of all, listen carefully to each word that you say. So first you have to hear, and second you have to pray, be in a prayerful mood. Shikshastaka is the example of the mood that you can pray in. The appreciation, the first prayer. The second is repentance. Oh, I'm so unqualified. But the fifth one is the mood that Srila Prabhupada has encouraged us to pray. Please pick me up. I am your fallen servant, fallen into this ocean of material existence. Please pick me up. Place me as an atom of dust. So Prabhupada has simplified that in his lectures many times. He has said you should cry and say to Krishna, please accept me. Please accept me. Very simple. So that is the mood. So the mood, and also along with hearing, is very, very important. And then when you hear very receptively, when you are receptive, then Krishna will talk with you and you will get answers. He will answer your prayers. Those are two basic things. Now another tip he gave: when you chant, emphasize the first Hare. Because a lot of time you say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Like, you lose track, or you may skip some Hares. Because there's three at the end, I mean, two at the end and one in the beginning of the next one. So emphasize the first one, and then you're, okay, I gotta think about this one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, so these things are helpful. Prayer and meditation, hearing. But it should not be don't force yourself. It should be an easy thing. An easy thing. Don't make it like punishment or a heavy discipline. It should be a very simple and easy thing to do. Relaxing. Any other questions? Yes.
Another comment. You mentioned you mentioned that the Prabhupada said we can see and talk.
Pardon me?
We can see and talk with Krishna.
Yeah, Prabhupada said that, yeah.
Yeah, in those lectures he also mentioned this is the goal.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the goal, to see and talk with Krishna. Yeah. That's why I joined. They told me you can see God face to face and talk with Him. I said, yes. Let me try. Yeah, it's working. It's working. I'm seeing. Any other questions?
There was something in the purpose. Something indicating that Krishna's killing is actually killing of the cycle of birth and death.
Yeah, he says, yeah, killing the cycle of birth and death. Yeah, that's the purport. Killing the cycle of birth and death. Means Sridhar Swami's explanation of the words the demon said. He said, you have killed my kinsman. And Sridhar Swami said, yes, he has killed the process of the cycle of birth and death of your kinsman. Which is good for them. It's good for them. It liberates. Lord liberates.
When Krishna personally kills.
When Krishna personally kills, yes.
Otherwise, through the aspect of time.
Yeah, time, then that's when the atheists will see, they will also see the time of death. They will see God as death. Time, yes. Any other questions? Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. We'll see you tomorrow morning for the next class. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. That's how Prabhupada translates it. It's a verse from sixth canto. Param Brahma, Shabda Brahma. The Lord appears in two ways.
And then there's a Bhagavan, two types in it.
Yeah, this is Bhagavan. I mean, two types of Bhagavan that we can perceive now.
Perceive now. Yeah. So this Shabda Brahma is a holy name.
Yeah, holy name. Also, it can be Prabhupada translated as Hare Krishna.
So there is a connection because it is like a gradual process of Shabda Brahma to Param Brahma because...
No. They are both the same time.
Same time. Yeah. Because while chanting, Prabhupada also said we should not artificially imagine the form of the Lord.
No, we should look at, but we can look at the deities at the same time. And then you will get, because you're having the, both at the same time. When you chant, and you can look at the deities. And then you're having, what does the sound look like? Yeah, that's another thing. That means that even when you're not looking at the deities, you will see the form in your mind.
So that form should be the deity form? Or?
It starts with the deity form, your favorite, your ishtadev. It will be your ishtadev. Then that will be, a ishtadev will appear in your heart. That's a verse from Rama's prayers.
How do you understand our ishtadev? Which is your ishtadev?
Which deity you're attracted by the most? If you, Jagannath? Radha Krishna, Gwanitai, but for the followers of Lord Chaitanya, we can go to the spiritual world in two forms, Navadvip and Golo and Vrindavan. So you can have two, usually one stronger. But it will come in time. In time you will see which is your Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Dwarkadish.
So just like at the moment we concentrate on the Shabda Brahma because you said that is...
Yeah, it will come. Oh yeah, yeah. Better we start with Shabda Brahma. Deities will come. For some people it takes longer if you have impersonal conditioning. If you're more personal, then it will be easier. Okay, Hare Krishna.